Hi, this is the e-learning podcast.
Hi, this is Sue.
Hey, and this is Kathy.
And we're here today to talk about quality matters.
Oh, quality matters is really cool, Sue.
And in what way?
Well, it's a nationally recognized way to evaluate online or hybrid courses. Now, what's cool about it, it's evaluating the course design, not the teacher, not the students. It's not an evaluation of how good a teacher is. It's the design of the course itself.
So what kinds of things are looked at in a review?
You look at items such as, are things presented sequentially? Are the resource materials up to date? Is a student introduced to the structure of the course and how they'll be graded? Just a lot of it is just very common sense.
How long have you been working with Quality Matters?
It's about 2 years now. I took some training here on how to understand the rubric that they use to evaluate things. And then I took some more training and then some more training. And I still am not even a Quality Matters master reviewer. So that takes even more training.
What does it mean to be a master reviewer?
Master reviewer is someone who is authorized by Quality Matters to work as part of a team to evaluate a course's design. Now, the teams are cool because it's not only a master reviewer, but a subject matter expert as well. They look at things like accessibility for students. And I just lost track of what I'm going to say here. So this is the way podcasts kind of go. It's a whole team, and the master reviewer is just part of the team. And what they create is a document that they talk about with the instructor. It's a collaborative process. So they work together over time to improve the course. It's not, here's the results, we're done with you. Rather, here's how we think you might fix it. What do you think? Why don't you fix this? We'll look at it again. We'll look at it again. We'll come back again and again and again. So it's an amazing process.
So using Quality Matters here at Centralia College, how would you say that it shaped the way you work with faculty?
I think it actually gives some credibility to what we do here in e-learning. So if we say we're going to let you, we'd like you to design a new course, and we're going to use a Quality Matters-like rubric that we use here on campus to evaluate what you've done. And it gives some structure to what they create, and it gives almost a third-party look at the content. It's not me saying you might do this a different way. It's Quality Matters saying it.
So are you finding that there may be use for Quality Matters outside of online learning?
Oh, very much so. So much of it is so common sense. I would like to use it on every course on campus.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.